Hello, and welcome to your weekly dose of the latest sustainability news, brought to you by The Green Elephant. This week, climate stories on social media, can they be believed? Nepal plans to turn fog into filtered water. Plastic waste flows into the ocean set to triple by 2040. And methane gas emissions don't just come from cows. There's another leak. Unfortunately, Russell's not able to join me this week, so it's on with the show. We'll also be talking about Microsoft, Home Depot, MasterCard, HSBC, green investment banks, air conditioning, and sustainable development goals. So, first up this week, an article linking climate change to Earth's solar orbit went viral last year, racking up 4.2 million views on social media, and was widely shared on Facebook. It was the most engaged with climate story in 2019. The only problem was, the story wasn't true. Now, at Green Elephant, we're members of many sustainability groups on Facebook, several of which are strongly anti-climate change, climate denial, if you will. And these groups contain certain facts to support their arguments. And so, what is the layperson to do? Now, the social media networks themselves will say that they employ armies of fact checkers to verify the facts that are being put out there. However, from what we see every day this week, that fact checking isn't effective, and climate denial and those with a different view are as prevalent as ever. You'd have thought that with the recent interference in American elections and that sort of stuff, that this would have been resolved. But it still doesn't seem to be happening. So it seems that on social media, everybody's entitled to an opinion, but also that everybody seems to be entitled to their own facts. And for listeners of the Green Elephant Show, you'll know that we're all about the facts. So really, check the facts, check the source. Where has the information come from before you start sharing these things? And it's a shame, really, because the whole global warming, climate change, sustainability agenda could be undermined by these fake news. So let's hope that this isn't something that persists. And now let's take a look at some other big sustainability stories from this week. So, Microsoft announces that it has signed the company's single largest renewable energy agreement. So this is for more than 500 megawatts of solar projects in the US. And it's really part of Microsoft getting to its goal of 100% renewable by 2025. So next up, we have Home Depot, who, like many others, are reporting a reduced electricity usage, in this case, 35% less than in 2010. Part of this was done by installing LED lighting across its US stores. And we're seeing a lot of this targeting 2030. And in this case, Home Depot is trying to reduce its consumption by 40% by 2030 and 50% by 2035. Is that ambitious enough? Let us know your thoughts in the comments. MasterCard announces that it's using sustainable materials for its card issuers. So they're looking at reducing the amount of PVC used in the manufacture of cards. So that's a good thing. And they're making a directory available for financial institutions so they can know where to choose their materials. And I guess the interesting fact here is that over 6 billion payment cards get produced every year. That's a lot of PVC. Next, Capgemini plans to become net zero by 2030. We discussed the Apple net zero by 2030, and there's a lot of companies jumping on this particular bandwagon. What Capgemini are doing are announcing a strategy, including new ways of working, new programs, checking their suppliers and supply chain, and switching to renewable energy. And finally, in company news, HSBC launches an environmental, social and governance group for its clients. And we'll watch and see how this one develops. Our fear is it's a bit of greenwashing, but we'll see any results that are delivered by this new group. In other news, the UN Security Council has heard how climate emergency could be a danger to peace. The growing impact of climate change may undermine the efforts at creating peace and resolving conflicts, UN announced this week. Plastic pollution could weigh up to 1.3 billion tonnes by 2040. That's just a mind-boggling figure. So that's some new modelling that says the scale of the plastic problem is increasing vastly over the coming years. The UK government has announced that it's planning a new green investment bank. That's good news. Anything to support green companies, green initiatives can only be a good thing. As with all government announcements, we wait to see how this fund can be accessed and how easy it is to get access to these materials. Scientists have announced a new material that can capture 90% of CO2 emitted from industrial sources. So this is from the University of California, Berkeley National Laboratory, and sounds very interesting. These patent-pending materials, and apologies for the pronunciation, tetramine functionalized metal organic frameworks, they capture carbon far more effectively than conventional carbon capture technology. So we'll be watching that one with interest. The UN has warned this week, something we already knew, the world is off track in meeting the 2030 agenda. Stay tuned to the Green Elephant Show, because we have a guest coming up in a couple of weeks who led the UN Sustainable Development Report that has some views on whether or not we can or we'll meet the 2030 deadline. So that'll be interesting. Subscribe to the podcast and our social, and you'll be the first to hear when that comes out. Another story about air conditioning units. We should dump those old power-hungry units and think before we turn them on. And finally, on the Sustainable Development Goals again, UK local authorities are being encouraged to align with the SDGs in their planning. And that makes all good sense. So next up, an interesting story from Nepal. A plan for a water irrigation reservoir and spa in Nepal will harness the power of fog. A new design for the Ilam district of eastern Nepal proposes a fog harvesting structure to help conserve the area's water and natural environment. The conceptual project will use a network of solar pumps, pipes and valves, as well as a system of reservoirs connected to suspended polypropylene fog nets. Once completed, it would have the ability to produce an average of 3,000 to 5,000 litres of filtered water every day. So anything that converts something as natural and ubiquitous as fog into clean filtered water to us seems like a great idea. What's not clear from the story is what energy might be required for powering this fog harvesting structure. But since it's being described as a structure, one hopes that maybe in and of itself it will capture and convert the fog and not need any power to run. But really interesting initiative, and more things like that definitely needed. So The flow of plastic waste in the ocean could triple by 2040. A new study called Breaking the Plastic Wave outlines solutions to reduce this waste by 80%. But according to the reports, researchers, the methods currently being used to deal with plastic pollution are not effective enough. In fact, they say the current government plans will only reduce the flow by 7% in the next 20 years. And I think if you tune into our podcast in a couple of weeks, when we're talking to the UN Sustainable Report author, you'll see that anything is achievable with enough will, but the will obviously isn't there. The solutions to reduce waste by 80% are there. The willingness at the moment is only to reduce it by 7%. And that's a disappointing target for the next 20 years. For the first time, scientists have confirmed that methane is leaking from Antarctica's seabed. They say the methane is likely escaping into the atmosphere. In 2018, methane accounted for about 10% of human-driven greenhouse gas emissions. Scientists don't currently know the cause of the leak, but they believe immense quantities of methane are stored under the Arctic seafloor. Now, for those that follow emissions and methane, you'll know what a huge problem this is, and principally the huge areas of land that are given over to cattle farming and grazing are huge emitters of methane gas. Not only that, they are a huge cause of deforestation, particularly in regions like the Amazon. So it's particularly worrying to see that methane is escaping from other sources. And finally, before we go this week, if you've watched any of the Green Elephant shows on YouTube, you can't fail to have noticed how fashion conscious myself and Russell are. We were therefore stunned by the news that Gucci will only have 2 fashion shows per year. Is this the end of seasonal fashion? Will mine and Russell's fast fashion cravings be at an end? Well, if history is anything to go by, where Gucci leads, other fashion houses will follow. And seriously, this is a good thing. Escaping from season to season, month to month, fast fashion is good. As ever, you can find links to all the stories we've discussed on our show page at greenelephant.show. If you have any stories or comments you want to share, then find us across social on @greenellipod. Thanks for listening, and hope you have a sustainable week.